I was in New York one time. I come from a show, and this taxi driver goes, "What kind of music do you play?" And then all of a sudden, the song "Say Hey" comes on the radio, and I go, "You hear that song that they just played after Miley Cyrus's party in the USA?" That's me. And he goes, "We love this song in Ghana."
For years, Michael Franti was well known among a devoted, but not Miley Cyrus-sized fan base. But then he wrote that song, "Say Hey, I Love You," and he got a lot more recognizable to a lot more people. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hey there, I'm Rita Houston. I first heard Michael Franti when he was leading the Disposable Heroes of Hip-Hopracy, whose slogan then was, "The bass, the treble, don't make you a rebel." More recently, as the leader of his band Spearhead, Michael Franti hasn't put his rebellious side behind him, but as he's incorporated more reggae and soul into his sound, there's a lot more moving and shaking at his concerts. His new record is called The Sound of Sunshine, and when I talked with Michael Franti in Studio A about that album, he also told me about his experiences after the extraordinary success of his last album.
We had never had a song in the top 20,000 before.
In the top 20,000.
And then we were in the top 20, you know. And it was quite startling for us because we had put the record out in September of 2008. Mm-hmm. And we had toured all year. And that song kind of had a little run at radio. And then we put out another single and didn't do so well. And then in the summer of 2009, suddenly like these top 40 stations started reporting that they were playing this song. And they, you know, they take it to these focus groups where they play like 10 seconds of the song and then you have to push a button and you're like a happy face or a frown or what, I don't know what they do. And it was like the song was testing better than any song on the radio, you know. And so they started, it just got picked up by all the top 40 stations. And our life as touring artists changed because now we had this hit song. So instead of, we had already gone back in and started writing a new album. But we had to get back out on the road. And then the week that the song went in the top 20, my appendix ruptured. So it was kind of like a reminder from, you know, the powers that be or the goddess of music or something, that there's this higher reason for making music. It's not just about having hit songs. And I was getting wheeled down on the gurney into the surgery room, and I got this text, you know, "And your song's in the top 20, Michael." And I look at the doctor and I'm like, "Great, I finally have a song on the radio. I'm not going to live to hear it." He's like, "Don't worry, we'll get you out of here."
This one goes out to you and yours worldwide. I say, hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back coming around the way. Seems like everywhere I go, the more I see, the less I know. But I know one thing, that I love you. Baby girl, I love you, I love you, I love you. I've been a lot of places all around the way. I've seen a lot of joy and I've seen a lot of pain. But I don't want to write a love song for the world. I just want to write a song about a boy and a girl. Junkies on the corner always calling my name, and the kids on the corner playing ghetto games. When I saw you getting down, girl, I hope it was you. And when I look into your eyes, I knew it was true. I say, hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back coming around the way. Seems like everywhere I go, the more I see, the less I know. But I know one thing, that I love you. Baby girl, I love you, I love you, I love you.
Well, when I grew up in music, I grew up through hip-hop and punk rock, which were very social music scenes. You know, it wasn't like you bought a ticket on Ticketmaster or something and paid these fees, and then you went there and you expected that if it said I was in row 39, seat J and H, that I had to sit there. It was like you hung out outside the gig before you watched the band load their gear in, and you hoped that they said something to you, you know, like, I'd always be the kid out there like, "Can I push your amp in?" and just hope that they would talk to me, you know. And then the band would play, and it was like my reaction to the band was not so much how the music sounded. It was like, what did the band, how did they connect with me? Did they talk to the crowd? Did they get people into it? And, you know, were we all jumping and having a great time? And then the connection with people in the audience. And so that's what I think when I go to a show, I still approach it the same way. It's like, it's a social event.
I got love for you, baby, never giving it up. And I love the way you love me, never getting enough. I love the way you shake that little extra bit of butter. When I see you move your body, girl, it makes my heart a flutter. When I see you dancing on the living room floor, on the kitchen table, better open up the door. Bring the party to the street, because the street will love it more. The people love the beat, then the beat will love them more. With the music blasting, people clapping, speakers shaking, the kids will take it. You're perfect just the way you are. You're perfect just the way you are. So shake it, shake it, shake it. Come on, I'ma shake it, shake it, shake it. You the one for me. Shake it, shake it, shake it.
Michael Franti in live versions of Shake It and Say Hey I Love You. His new album is The Sound of Sunshine. Today's Take 5 was produced by Andrew Hirschman. Hear the full session and more from Michael Franti and other artists in our archives at WFUV.org.